Last night, the House of Representatives voted to repeal most of the gun laws in Washington, D.C. Today, the House moves on, voting on a constitutional amendment that would ban gay marriage. Neither measure is likely to become law. Republican leaders have other reasons to bring these votes to the floor, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
With the election looming, very little the House of Representatives is doing these days has to do with actually creating federal laws. One congressman called the House floor a legislation-free zone. Congress has not passed a federal budget, 12 appropriations bills that fund the government, or a restructuring of the intelligence community called for by the 9/11 Commission. Instead, House Republican leaders brought a bill to the floor yesterday that would wipe away most of Washington, D.C.'s locally enacted gun control laws. It's titled the District of Columbia Personal Protection Act. Republicans like Indiana's John Hostetler called it a constitutional issue and a matter of security.
We feel secure here on the Capitol grounds, knowing we are protected by men and women with guns. Tens of thousands of my constituents in Indiana also keep their families safe with the presence of a gun. It seems to me that a criminal's dream would be a city where law-abiding citizens are disarmed.
Hostetler, incidentally, was recently detained by airport security in Kentucky when he accidentally left a loaded handgun in his briefcase. If this bill were to pass, it would toss out the city's ban on handguns and semi-automatic weapons, cancel a law requiring owners to register their guns, and allow people to keep guns loaded and ready in their homes. Congress has partial control over the District of Columbia, and the city has only limited representation in Congress. Washington's congressional delegate, Democrat Eleanor Holmes Norton, cannot vote on the House floor, but was vehemently opposed to the bill in debate. She called it sheer lunacy and said members of Congress would be idiots and fools to vote for it.
You will be voting, my friends, to allow children under 18 years of age to own semi-automatic and assault weapons.
In fact, Washington, D.C.'s mayor, school superintendent, and chief of police all opposed the bill. And even though it passed the House by a healthy margin of 250 to 171, it's not likely to become law anytime soon. The Senate has no plans to take up the bill, and many contend that's not why House leaders introduced it anyway. D.C. Representative Holmes Norton said Republicans haven't even tried to deny that this bill was about election year politics.
Close to the election, let's hold up the Democrats, especially the Democrats from rural areas, from southern areas, from western areas. Let's dare them to vote as they usually do. Let's take them down with NRA ads if they do. I mean, everybody gets it.
The same political strategy will bring another fiery issue to the House floor today, gay marriage. House Republican leader Tom DeLay of Texas is spearheading an effort to amend the U.S. Constitution to restrict marriage to only male-female couples.
Marriage must be protected for the good of our children, our communities, and our country.
But in order to pass, the amendment must win two-thirds of the vote in the House.
They know full well that they are not going to have an amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called it the Republican tactic of delay, do little, and do damage. So even though the marriage amendment and the D.C. gun law repeal are not likely to become law anytime soon, they are well-timed to force some uncomfortable votes on members of Congress in tight races. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.